Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I feel very blessed and happy and thrilled to have the beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Joanna Cherry today to speak with us on... What are you going to speak on, Joanna?
Well, a couple of things. We're going to start with telling people about the solar wave, which is a blessing for Earth from 1 to 3 p.m. Wherever you are in the world. But then if you miss it, you can just do your blessings now or any time in this 24-hour time. This is the fall equinox today. So that's the reason it's been created, and I think these things do a real amount of good. So we thought we would start out with all of us who are here together, us and our listeners, to together bless the earth and see it as we really want to see it, with all of the peace and harmony and wise and enlightened governance anywhere from nations down to the smallest town.
Schools and...
Yeah. Education being really including the spiritual, however it's called, that it includes wisdom and ethics and goodness of every kind, and that guns and weapons of all kinds are put away because they are no longer needed, no longer tolerated by people, and people refusing to go to war. I love that old phrase about they gave a war and nobody came.
You know, I've thought that about people, dog catchers and things, and you know, what if nobody would put animals in cages?
Yeah.
Or kill them.
Yeah.
Or say there were too many and kill them. What if no one would do that?
Yeah, so let's just take this time for each of us here to see things as we really wish them to be on Earth. See them and feel them. And send blessings out from our hearts and from our spirits to everyone and all of the animal life, all of the plant life, trees and forests, all of the Devic kingdom, you know, the fairies, which are totally real, just like we are, and all dimensions here, and all of the elements, all of the air and waters, the oceans and seas and lakes and rivers, seeing them all clear and free of all pollution, happy and sparkling and beautiful, happy once again, and the earth and the fire everywhere. And all of ourselves at peace and happy and free and enlightened within ourselves, and then this extending out to bless every one of our relationships with our family and friends and lovers and office workers and whoever is in our lives, our marriage partners, and just really letting peace begin with us, each one of us individually, and then extending out into all of our relationships, and that this cannot help but affect every family, every personal relationship of every kind, and from there to extend out into the relationships within a town or a city or a state or a nation. Just changing everything everywhere. And so together we do bless the earth right here and now. Send out all of the blessings from our being. And so be it.
So it is. I'm seeing a visual as you do that, and it looks like, it looks like all of us standing outside the earth about 3 miles up in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And all of us having a great big heart that almost reaches to the outside of our body and holding hands. And all of these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things circulating between our hearts in a circle. And it's sort of wavy, too. It's not like a straight circle, but it's sort of wavy, and it has all these gentle, really beautiful colors of the rainbow. And that's going in every direction. In other words, there's another circle crossing that and another circle crossing those. And so there's millions of these circles intersecting each other. And we get this going, all of this light, you know, moving between our hearts and our hands.
Mm.
And then we
like
just,
the flower of life.
Yes, and then we just project it all together to the earth, the center of the earth, and all life on it, and it bounces back from the center and comes back, and it's multiplied, and we send it again.
Ooh.
And so that was that is my intention, that's what we're doing, but I also feel like I was shown what we're doing.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and Joanna, I feel like I didn't give you a proper introduction. Actually, I don't feel like I've ever gotten introductions down.
Well,
I've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years, you know, and I just feel like I've never gotten that down. But I want to, and I also have had you on so many times, and I love your work so much, and I love you personally as a friend so much that I sort of forget people. Anybody could not know you. But I want to say that Joanna has written 2 books, Living Mastery. You say the names of the books.
It's actually a set that goes together. The first is Living Mastery, and the second one is Self-Initiations. And they are spirit-guided, so I ask spirit to use my mind and my heart. I don't call it channeling, but just kind of give my mind and my heart to spirit. And the books, you know, came through and came forth, and they're available now at my office. Since I wrote them a while back now, they're not available at other places very much, but you can find them on the website. We have ascensionmastery.com is my website, where books and CDs and tapes are all available. So that's ascension, ASCENSION, mastery.com. So, yeah, I think they're worth reading.
Not only are they worth reading, there's an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed when I read an article that you've written in a magazine, or which is how we met, by the way.
Yeah.
Or your books, I've noticed that I hear your voice speaking as I'm reading, and it's clear as a bell.
Wow.
It's clear as a bell. It resonates in my heart. There is total purity of intention to uplift all life that I feel with you, Joanna, and have with from the very beginning.
Thank you.
From the very beginning of our association, and Joanna has spoken all over the world, teaching people tools and giving the consciousness of the ascension. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, the definition that I have of ascension is that we become so clear about our own divinity and our unlimitedness that we actually, when we're done with being on this earth plane, this third dimension, we can quicken the frequencies of our body and step through into the next dimension that we want to be on and not leave anybody behind. And I don't think this is too terribly difficult to learn, but it's also not an important thing in itself. The only really important thing is that we know and feel and act upon our divinity, our I Am presence, our Christ presence, our love, that we become heart-centered rather than ego or mind-centered. And that this is really what makes our lives worth living, that we are, that we love, that we give, that we are generous with our true selves, that we do lay aside the ego. Is, you know, we all have struggled with ego, all of us. I think we all still do. There's very few people that I know that don't have any ego stuff going on. So when it comes up, to recognize it, not condemn it or judge it, because that just makes it stronger. That is ego, to condemn or judge. But just to acknowledge, you know, where we are, and to love where we are, and let the anger or whatever it was just fall away and dissolve. Let it be dissolved. And that this is really the most important aspect of ascension that there is to be our divinity, you know, as quickly and as best and as deeply as we can. So that's the goal, I think, for all of us, whether we're conscious of it or not. I think that's what we're all moving into.
Well, I think less than a linear thing, it's a moment-to-moment a choice, too, like our friend Richard has taught, that instead of moving, you know, upwards on the ladder towards our God selves, to just take one sideways step and be that.
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about, really.
Yes, and that is a profound teaching, that it is right here. Our God self is right here. It's and there's nowhere to go. It has been an illusion, hasn't it, that we have to work and struggle for years and years and years to become enlightened and to open up more and more, expand more and more in spirit, you know, all those phrases that we use. When it can be just a sideways step and say, I am here. I am it. There's no place to go. This is it already.
Well, don't you think it's a process of learning to accept staying there, too, though?
Yeah, I do. And that's the hardest part, really. I remember a Zen master saying to me once, it's easy to become enlightened. It's staying in an enlightened space that's the hard thing.
Well, it's like, okay, I could be enlightened and pouring out love till somebody spills something on my carpet.
Right. Exactly.
I could be enlightened until I find one of my purple chairs is one of the cats
fresh
has been making a tunnel in.
Yeah.
Well, it's so you wanted to talk about just being in the heart.
Yeah, and I do want to mention a beautiful book that I'm reading that is new. It's brand new, and I've been very much inspired by it myself. It's by a beautiful spiritual teacher called Drunvalo Melchizedek, and I know that's an interesting name.
You said a mouthful, honey.
Yeah, But Melchizedek is M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. So,
that's a different spelling.
But if you just remember the name of the light, the book Serpent of Light, and then the subtitle is Beyond 2012, and it is a new book. And he does talk a lot about being in the heart-centered, in contact with Mother Earth and Father Sky. And, you know, we have thought of those, that kind of focus as more the Native American focus, but really it's, I've been practicing it for the past few days, and it's been very lovely. In fact, and being centered in the heart means being centered in our love, which is different from being centered in our emotions. Love is one thing, and emotions really are another. Love is sort of what is, what naturally is. And other emotions are more based on ego. Many of them, that I should not say all of them, but one of the things that happened for me when I first started doing this and I really made a more conscious connection with Mother Earth and Father Sky, and you know, our bodies are made of Mother Earth and Father Sky. The oxygen that we breathe from the air is that is what makes our bodies. And so I made this real deep heart connection, and then later that day I went out and took a walk in a wild area that's near my house, and I found myself just rejoicing in every plant, and all of the plants out there, almost all of them are what we would call weeds, but each one is just has its own wonderful beauty. They were all like golden, and their seeds were there or had already broken out from the seed pods into the ground, and it was all just, everything was so precious. I had never felt this value of each and every species before, and just from this connection of Mother Earth and Father Sky. And each species, everything is precious. You know, even the mosquitoes, even the flies. It's like it's all this amazing oneness that's been created. And one of the things that Drindalo says in his book is that for every species, there's like a web of a particular pattern of energy and of light that goes around the whole world. And without that species, the web of light wouldn't be there, that particular pattern of it. So we've lost, you know, thousands, I guess, of particular patterns of light around the world. And just to become aware, I think, of species and the value and wonderfulness of each and every one, and become aware of what poisons Mother Earth and let it stop. Like today, this gentleman stopped by who was working for the city, and they were supposed to clear away all of the vegetation around a pole that was on the outside of the land where I live. And so I refused to give permission for them to cut down bushes that were there or to use herbicide, which they They were just going to do as a standard practice, you know, herbicide.
Yeah, and what happens, how far does that go? What happens to the wildlife?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we need to change our consciousness about what we put in the world and trash and all of that stuff. I was reading about the young condors, the young wild condors that are finally getting off the ground, literally, in California, with this program to save their little hides. But it turns out that when they grow up in the wild, the parents, for some reason, will bring them hard objects. Maybe they need some hard objects, but these are like bottle caps and other stuff. And then they get stuck in their body and they starve and they die just because all of this trash is in the environment, you know. So it's very discouraging. So for us to be really, really conscious of what we we're doing, and sometimes when I'm on a walk, I actually will pick up trash and take it, you know, take it back and throw it away.
Oh, me too.
So,
you know,
yeah.
I think it's that's the lesson of the Huna teaching, the Ho'oponopono of Dr. Hugh Lin is it doesn't matter who put the trash there. If I see it, it's my job to clean it up. And if we if we would all do that, you know, and then say, instead of judging the person that threw it down, say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, and, you know, maybe we'll see less trash in the future.
I'm sorry for seeing you as a person who would throw trash down.
You lousy litterer. Yeah, I think the second coming is all of us being here as the Christ.
Yes, I agree.
As all of us being here as the Christ. So then all we're doing is continuing to ask forgiveness as seeing anyone as less than the Christ.
Yeah.
Or anything as less than God's perfection.
Yeah.
And I think it's real important to pick up some trash every day.
Yeah. And maybe we should just say that when we say the Christ, we're speaking of the Christ or the anointed one within each and every human being, not of a particular master like Jesus, although he is certainly a Christ. And the Buddha is a Christ, and all people really are Christ. And some of us have realized it, and some of us haven't yet. Most of us haven't yet. But and I think it'd be great, too, because people may be tuning in for the first time, to just tell them the name of that, of the book, Iris, with the Ho'oponopono in it.
Yeah, in fact, I'd like to say, you were talking about the Drumbolo Melchizedek book, and I would like to say the three most important books I have read in 5 years in terms of impact for me and my life is The Zero Limits by Joe Vitale, which is about the Ho'oponopono healing. And I want to come back to that and talk about that some more. The centennial version of the Emily Caddy book called Lessons in Truth. Lessons in Truth. And I recommend that you get that from Unity House. It's unityonline.org. Lessons in Truth by Emily Caddy. And The Neville Reader. And that's by Neville Goddard, but he just went as Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Those books dovetail the information in a way that I can use it so well. I can't explain it more than that, but it works for me to do miracles.
It's wonderful.
And let's go back to the Joe Vitale book and the Ho'oponopono. And, you know, long before I read that book or knew about the book, which is now a bestseller, The Zero Limits, I heard this story about the psychiatrist who took over a mental hospital. He was the director of this mental hospital was a clinic for the criminally insane in Hawaii. And I want to let you tell it, Joanna. I think you told me in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Years ago.
Yeah, this is a like an email that spread like wildfire around to millions of people, I think, about this Dr. Hugh Len is his name, H-E-W-L-E-N. And he would take each person's file, this ward was so violent that they had to put shackles on these patients, and there was a whole lot of sick leave, and there was no outside work because they were so violent, and
people were afraid to come to work.
And when they were at work, they would like kind of go down the halls with their backs to the wall, and it was just a very, very, very hard situation.
Scary.
Yeah, scary.
Very scary.
And so Dr. Hugh Len would he would take a file and read about a particular person and what they had done, usually guys.
Usually what?
Usually a man. Most of them were men, and so what they had done, and he would take responsibility for this himself, and he would start to work with the patient and say, and he actually speaks to the divine. He speaks to the divine by saying, "I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you." Those four phrases, and he would do that with each file for each patient. And they started to get well, and within 6 months or something, it was totally changed, and they didn't have to shackle anybody anymore. A lot of them had outside work, were trusted with volunteering with the community, and most of them were healed so much that they were able to go home. So the ward was just transfigured from this work. I think he said he worked there 3 years, something like that. And he had gotten this technique, which is an ancient kahuna practice, from a woman who was a kahuna, but also changed it somewhat, adapted it so it would be easier to use just for individuals and not originally had to be done in a group. And he studied with her for 10 years until she passed on, and now he's using it and teaching it. And Joe Vitale, the author of the book, and V-I-T-A-L-E, is one of the ones who has benefited so much from this teaching and has written this book about it. So it really is amazing. It's like we take the responsibility for whatever we see. If there's a, he says he, we, in fact, you and I saw him speak the other day at a church in the San Francisco Bay Area, and
he's a Church of Religious Science. So
yeah.
We'd like to give them a plug. It's a wonderful place.
Right, right. On Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, East Bay Church of Religious Science. And he's great in person as well, and he says, did you ever notice that when there's a problem, you're there? So it's a matter of cleaning up our own consciousness, he says, and I haven't quite gotten this fully myself, but I'm certainly...
Well, I sort of do, and what I get is that all of us remember everything that's in the general race consciousness.
Uh-huh.
You know, that everything that happened in World War II, it's like because we are all connected.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so when we see something that's something we don't want, like somebody littering or someone beating up on a kid or something, it's because we're acting from that group memory.
Uh-huh.
I just want to sort of talk about this in terms of... like Rampa said, if enough people cleanse their mind or their belief in World War II, it will have not happened.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that we're cleaning our consciousness and removing it from that group thought that believes certain that beliefs basically should happen.
Uh-huh.
And so we're saying to God, I am sorry for being part of that group belief that made that happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. That clarifies it more for me. Thank you.
And asking forgiveness. And I get when we're saying to a person, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, we're asking forgiveness for seeing them as a criminal or seeing them as a destructive president or world leader, and no names mentioned. And I've had to do a lot with a particular person in our government, and I figure if it works on the criminally insane, it has got to work on group leaders who run the world like they're having a pissing contest and saying, my dick is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
And you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, am I ranting? but you know, this particular person, not naming any names, but just saying, I'm sorry for seeing you like that. Like Dr. Hugh Lin says, it depends on being totally responsible for everything. And I've had trouble with, I've gotten up to, you know, like the Iraq War, and I go, I'm sorry, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But I can still do the four steps of saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. So I think it's just important to start where we are and do that.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is the most loving thing.
Yeah.
And then also we have other tools, like calling the violet flame, calling on the Ascended Master's Law of Forgiveness.
Yeah. And I have this little poem here. It's not really a poem, but this I wanted to share. And it kind of helps with this whole consciousness, I guess. It's just a few lines. It's beauty before me, beauty behind me, beauty on my left, beauty on my right. Beauty above me, beauty below me. Beauty is love, love is God. Oh, just love that.
I do too.
And you just can't even read it or say it without feeling this upliftment, you know, and this joy.
Oh, speaking of upliftment and joy, I wanted to give this. You can get a free download of this song. It's on the MC Yogi website, MCYOGI, and it's an Obama rap song. And there's also a Ganesha rap song. And you can download them free. I think it's Swan Records or something. But it's definitely MC Yogi. So you just Google that. And then the song is Vote for Hope. And there's actually Obama's voice. It's a rap song with Obama speeches interspersed in it. And it's very wonderful. And I think you'll enjoy it. And I want to report just an observation that I have had, which is I live in a very upscale, I'd say a conservative area, wouldn't you, Joanna?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
In fact, somebody came collecting for Obama, and I said to him, how many Democrats have you found in this area? And he said, four. He's at four. But I have also found a lot of Republicans that are going to vote for Obama.
Yeah.
And I want to report that in my area, I haven't seen one single McCain-Palin bumper sticker. Not one.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Many people are afraid. But I just wanted to report that little... tidbit.
Yeah.
You can't tell who I'm voting for, can you?
No.
What else, Joanna? Talk about being in the heart.
Well, it seems to be all one with being in the moment, and I think you mentioned that too. It's like, and the work of Eckhart Tolle, and you know the Zen teachings come in here as well. That if we're in the heart and in the moment, that means we are accepting whatever is here. We're just accepting whatever is here, and if we're doing that, then there is no problem. We cannot even perceive of a problem. So, and of course, it's kind of hard to perceive of our being this way all the time. But I think this is an open doorway that we can walk in and into and stay as long as we can, like we were talking about, you know.
Going sideways.
Yeah, Steph. Going sideways into the God self.
It's sort of like, how long can you tread water?
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, I don't think so, because that makes it sound like it's effortful to stay in where we truly belong. But the truth of it is that that's the natural and most effortless place for us to be. And the mind is what comes in and seems to screw things up a lot.
And says, well, wait a minute, you can't be there until you do this.
Yeah, or, you know, someone spill something on the carpet, you know, like we said. But I think that this kind of open-hearted being in the moment, being now and here now and accepting what is, whatever that is, is our key to true happiness and peace and enlightenment. And it just kind of added an extra dimension for me when I purposefully made a heart connection with the Mother Earth and Father Sky. I felt it more somehow in my body and in my heart, in my mind. And so something that people might want to try. Just you basically you call on Mother Earth and you call upon her with a sincere heart. And she always is here, always comes, just like any master or any loving being. When we call sincerely, they come.
Why don't you do that with us now? Why
okay.
don't you just go through
okay.
the process with us now?
Good. So for anyone who would like to do this, we call in our first, just our own I Am and Christ presence, our divinity, our truth, our love. Take a few deep breaths and become centered in the moment. Forget the things that have come before or will come after this. Just breathe deeply. Feel the breath all the way down into the base of the spine, the abdomen. And of course, one of the things that helps to connect with Mother Earth is to do a grounding cord from the root chakra down into the earth center. And so, and also it's wise to surround that cord with the Christ light so that it isn't vulnerable to any other kinds of influence. So let's do that now. Let's lovingly send the grounding cord that grounds us to the center of the earth, which is protected by a sheath of Christ love light. And feel this grounding. Feel our oneness with the Mother. And let us now call her, beloved Mother Earth, would you please come? Come into my awareness, come to my consciousness now, and speak to me. Be here with me consciously. And Mother Earth and Father Sky are really one being. It's the solid and the less solid aspects of Earth. But it's all one planet, the atmosphere and the land. So let us now choose to connect from our hearts with Mother Earth, Father Sky. So we feel this connection both going up from the crown center through the atmosphere and down to the center of the earth. So we're connected above and below with our own heart center, our heart chakra, which is in the center of our chest between the breasts. This is our love center. And we choose now to be centered in our hearts, in our love, in connection with Mother Earth and Father Sky. And to remember this as much as we can during the day, to feel it deeply as we can right now. And then as we walk, as we go through our days, to be particularly conscious of our honoring of all species of plants and trees and animals and birds and bugs and of the air and of the earth beneath our feet. Wherever we walk is holy ground. That is a wonderful way to think of Mother Earth. And of course, a lot of it's covered by concrete, but the earth is still right beneath that. So, hope you find this as beneficial as I have found it. So be it.
So it is. Do you want to tell people how they can reach you and
okay.
tell them about AMI and sacred images?
Well, one of the things, yeah, that we haven't talked about yet is that I have a company that has beautiful images of Christian and of Jesus and Mary, of angels. Archangels Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, and others, Metatron, Melchizedek, Buddhist deities, Hindu deities, and ascended masters. And so these are the things that sell the best are the ones that are in 5x7 and laminated, thickly laminated. And these are in many stores now, but you can also order them from us directly, and you can order online. And that main website for these images and some other wonderful products as well, some greeting cards and other things, is sacredimages-ami.com. That's sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, images, I-M-A-G-E-S, dash, hyphen or dash, AMI.com. And you'll see all the different pages there. And so happy hunting. It's a wonderful site. And a lot of people, when they first discover it, write us letters about how awesome it is and how they're giving pictures to all their friends and things like that. So I hope you enjoy this site and these pictures.
Well, I just wanted to say that what a person accomplishes, or in this case, we're talking about ascended masters and masters of every kind, is
uh-huh.
that the message and the consciousness of what they have accomplished is transmitted in a number of ways. It's transmitted just by their consciousness. But it's also transmitted more directly by their picture, their voice,
uh-huh.
their handwriting,
uh-huh.
and so all of these are valuable ways. If you want to connect with any of these beings as your teachers, it's a valuable way of keeping them in front of your consciousness. And receiving help from them. I have Ascended Master pictures all over the house.
Yeah, I know you do. I have a lot too. And the main job of these Ascended Masters is not to say, look how great I am and worship me. It's to see our own divinity reflected back to us from the eyes and the countenance of each master, because we are the same greatness that each of them is. We just haven't realized it fully yet. But by looking into these beautiful eyes and these wonderful faces of the masters, then we recognize more clearly and more easily our own divine beingness, which is our whole purpose for being here, really.
Yeah, and the love that emanates from them is so profound.
Yes, it is.
So profound. And also, I have noticed, I know of people who have said Saint Germain just stepped out of his picture and appeared to them.
Right.
In front of them. And, you know, how much more thrilling could you have than that?
Yes, and one of our Mother Mary pictures actually saved a life. The picture was picked up by the wrong person than the person who ordered it. It was in a different P.O. box, and but she took it home anyway and opened it up and put it up on her counter, and she was actually a heroin addict, this lady. And she had a party shortly after that, and everyone kind of made fun of this picture of Mother Mary. And but then when everyone had left and she was starting to come down off of her high, she got so depressed that she was actually she decided to take her life, to commit suicide. And then she noticed the picture of Mary again, and what the love that she got from that picture actually saved her life, made her choose differently, choose to live. And the reason we know that is because that she gave the picture back, she took the picture back to the right P.O. box and told the woman who she, the right person was a doctor who had ordered it. She told this doctor the story of what had happened, and the doctor told us. So that's pretty amazing.
I hope she got her own then.
Yeah, me too. She just feels so grateful.
Boy, if she told me that story and returned my Mary picture, I'd buy her 10 of them for all her friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how is it that I have not heard that story?
I don't know.
I have
told it a few times to various people, but I don't know how I missed telling you.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's so wonderful.
It is, isn't it?
That's so wonderful. And for her to just, you know, have that kind of responsibility to take it back.
And
tell the story, that's just...
Yeah.
That's just so wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, what else, my darling? What else do you want to cover here?
Well, I'm kind of out of ideas.
Well, let's see.
I know we have another 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, we have another 5 minutes.
Why don't we do another blessing for the earth, and you lead it this time?
Well, I was thinking, why don't we talk about the violet flame and call the violet flame?
That
would be very appropriate during this time.
Okay.
And I always like to, everyone that I have on that works with the violet flame, I like to ask them to call it in their own way. So that people get a good flavoring, or, you know, a good selection of what would work for them to use the violet flame. So, so first tell about what it is.
Okay, well, it's a, since humanity fell away from our awareness of oneness with God, our knowing that we are one with God, that we are God, we are our divinity, we are Goddess, then this flame was created, actually, and I think the original creator was Archangel Zadkiel. And then Saint Germain is a beautiful ascended master who works with it and calls it forth and has become a great proponent. An enabler with this beautiful
an igniter.
Flame. A what?
An igniter.
Igniter, good. Good way to
put it. Actually, it didn't come and embody here, you know, purposely for anchoring the violet flame here and making us aware of it and helping us use it.
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Well, never mind. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Anyway, to call upon the violet flame is to say, I choose to release anything in my consciousness and anything in the consciousness or that I see in the world that no longer serves me, that anything that is of ego, anything that is of fear or doubt or anger or anything like that, that I choose to release. So you call the violet flame. You can call in Saint Germain, say, beloved Saint Germain, bring in now your violet flame through my physical body, my emotions, my mind, all aspects of my consciousness, and then see it blaze through. This is on a personal level, and then you can extend that to the world. But just personally, you see it blaze through all of your being and all of your home, your car, all of your personal possessions, everything.
Your finances, your
relationships. Thank you, yes. And so you see everything being cleared. You release the energies. I like to actually sweep my hand up or both hands up the chakras from the root chakra up to the crown and breathing in as I do and sort of taking everything that no longer serves me when I do that. So and then at the top of your head, you blow it out, you release it, and you see it being dissolved by the light and love of truth and divinity, and just gone, just totally gone from your consciousness, your awareness, your life. And, of course, you extend that out then, as we were doing a little bit earlier in our blessing, to all of the kingdoms, animal, mineral, plant, etc., and all of the elements, the water, earth, air, fire, and all, everything where it can be used. And the important thing is also that when everything has been dissolved, both personally on the earth, then you see and you call forth what you want to replace it. You don't just leave a vacuum there. You say, I replace this in myself with, you know, the ease and the harmony of wonderful relationships, of beautiful finances, of peace and goodness in every area of my life, and you extend that out to all of life everywhere. So, and I think it's important to just kind of really see and feel the flame, allow it, let it blaze, let it clear things, and release them, and then replace them.
Okay, you want to do that now, Ms.
Okay.
Joanna? And I just want to say I place everything on the altar that no longer serves. And also, I think it's important to feel that energy that we've been using distortedly is redeemed, and it is nothing is lost.
Mm-hmm.
It is just cleansed and purified and sent back to the great central sun to be reused for harmonious and joyous and constructive purposes that makes all life happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're really asking for with the violet flame.
Yeah. Now, it's about 5 hours, so I don't know how long we have.
Do we have 2 minutes, Dawn?
Well, let's just start it,
do a
fast version. So,
in
the name and by the power and authority of I am that I am and the Christ I am of each of us here that are doing this, we call forth the violet flame of beloved Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel and all of the angels, ascended masters who would like to contribute and call with us. We invite you to do this now. We see and feel this violet flame cleansing, purifying, loving, forgiving, healing, uplifting, and dissolving all that no longer serves with every member of the human kingdom, the animal, the mineral, the plant, the Devic, and all other kingdoms here, through all dimensions, through all of the waters, earth, air, and fire, all over the world right now, becoming purified, clarified, into sparkling clarity and joy and light and life. And through each of us individually, whatever no longer serves us, we release it now. We sweep up the chakras with our hands and give it out, breathe it out, and let it be totally released and gone, dissolved from us by our spirit, by divinity. And now whatever has been dissolved, we replace with divine love and light and joy and enlightenment and harmony and oneness and goodness of every kind for all of life and all that is, and so be it.
And so it is.
Yahoo!
Men, women, and yeehaw!
Yeah!